Good afternoon and welcome to another edition of In Transition. My name is Randy McElligott. This afternoon we're going to be featuring some music from the band Steps Ahead. Also, we're going to be featuring some excellent music from Odeon Pope a little later on. Also, music from guitarist Philip DeGroy will be featured as well. But starting off this afternoon, we've got music from a great pianist out of the States by the name of Barney McClure. And we're going to listen to two of his CDs this afternoon, starting off with a beautiful CD that he recorded in 1992, and it's called Among Friends, and this is his version of Billy Strayhorn's Take the A-Train on In Transition. Thank you. I think the people at the Ottawa Jazz Festival should make a point of bringing this person up here for the festivities next summer or in subsequent summers. That was Barney McClure, and that was a blistering rendition of Billy Strayhorn's composition, Take the A-Train, and that was taken from a CD entitled Among Friends. And if you're interested in ordering these CDs, there's a 1-800 number on the label here, and it's 1-800-724-3467. Just tell them that you heard it on the show here, and I'm sure that they'll take care of you. Again, the number is 1-800-724-3467. We're not done with Barney yet. We're going to listen to go back and forth and play a few cuts from these two CDs this afternoon. He has a brand new one out now. It's called Not a Day Goes By, and it features Barney McClure with a band this time. We've got Chuck Dierdoff on bass, Jay Thomas on trumpet, flugelhorn, soprano sax, and tenor sax, Mike Bueno on drums, and Ernesto Pediango on Latin percussion. I thought we'd listen to a beautiful song written by Frank Lowe and Alan J. Lerner. It's a song entitled Show Me. Thank you. What a lovely rendition of Emily, a song written by, we'll get to that a little later, a song written by Johnny Mandel, and that was taken from an album of Barney McClure's entitled Among Friends, and that's the song that leads off that particular CD. As we feature this afternoon, the music of American pianist Barney McClure, starting off this edition of In Transition. And we're going to continue with one of my favorites, a composition written by Don Pullen. And the first time that I heard this song was with the late George Adams at the Montreal Jazz Festival a few years ago. It's called Big Alice, and Charlie Mingus did a version of this as well. But this version that we're going to hear by Barney McClure is very different than anything else that I've heard, mainly because he plays a Hammond organ on this particular number. And it just sort of changes things a little bit and really makes it a lot more fun. The name of the song is called Big Alice. And those of you who had a chance to see Don Pullen here at the Ottawa Jazz Festival, oh, I think it was about 4 or 5 years ago at the Pianissimo series, he did a beautiful version of Big Alice, and we have another chance here to hear it, but this time by pianist Barney McClure. So here is Don Pullen's Big Alice. Thank you. music from pianist Barney McClure, and that was taken from his CD entitled Among Friends, a composition written by pianist George Shearing called To Bill Evans, his tribute to the late great pianist. And again, that was taken from Barney's album entitled Among Friends. And if you'd like to purchase these CDs, they're available from Sage Arts Incorporated in the States, and they do have a toll-free number, and I'll give it to you again. It's 1-800-724-3467. And just tell them that you listen to it on In Transition, and I'm sure they'll be able to take care of you and give you any more information on any other artists that they might have on their label. Before that, we heard Big Alice from the CD Not a Day Goes By. And we're going to conclude our special on Barney McClure this afternoon with a beautiful song written by Steve Allen. And it's called Everybody Seems to Know I Love You, and it's taken from the album Not a Day Goes By. So here's more music from this very fine, gifted pianist from the States, Mr. Barney McClure.
Fly By Night features a wide spectrum of exciting and innovative highlights from the world of modern jazz. Join us on alternate Monday nights from 12 to 2 for an insider's look at the musicians and their landmark recordings that shaped the music and made jazz what it is today. That's Fly By Night on CHUO FM 89.1 with your host Dave Mock on alternate Mondays from midnight to 2.
Another interesting musician from the States, guitarist Philip DeGray, and he's I think he's a very eclectic musician. He says in the liner notes that he doesn't play jazz, but he plays jazzy, and he covers some very interesting standards here that we're going to listen to, including Woolly Bully, When You Wish Upon a Star, If I Only Had a Brain from The Wizard of Oz, My Girl, and a whole lot more. I thought we'd start off with a very unique medley. I never really thought of putting these two songs together, but Antonio Carlos Jobim's Wave and When the Saints Go Marching In. This is a very interesting musician, and he certainly has a different slant when it comes to music. His latest CD is called Innuendo Out the Other, and it's released on NYC Records. And again, there's a toll-free number if you'd like to order this as well. You can give me a call in the studio if you'd like that, 562-5967. Anyway, let's start off with Wave and When the Saints Go Marching In. ¶¶ Beautiful harmonics there from Philip de Grey, and that was a beautiful version of John Coltrane's composition, Nema. And very, very talented musician. Sort of reminds me a bit of Stanley Jordan. But I think that Philip takes it a step further. He just seems to get more into the melody and more into the groove than Stanley Jordan. And really puts a lot of his own perspective and personality into his playing. Again, the name of the album is called Innuendo Out the Other. And we're going to go for one more track before we listen to some new music from the band Steps Ahead. This is a song that was a hit for Sam the Sham and the Pharaohs back in the 60s. I think it was probably around 63, 64. And it's a song called Woolly Bully. And this is Philip's version of this song. Music from guitarist Philip de Grey, and that was from his album Innuendo Out the Other, released on NYC Records. And we listened to his version of a classic from the 60s, Woolly Bully. Very interesting guitarist, and I think we'll be hearing a lot more from him, at least on this show you will. Great musician. My name is Randy McElligott, and you're listening to In Transition here on CHUO-FM. I think the temperature in the studio here must be about 90 degrees. It's very, very hot, but I look out the window and it looks very sunny. It looks like a beautiful afternoon out there in the Ottawa area. I'm going to be your host until 3 o'clock this afternoon when Patty comes in and takes you through with some beautiful news, some music from Germany until 5 p.m. this afternoon. One of the most exciting bands to come out of the States, and a band that I have been following for many years now, is Steps Ahead. I had a chance to see them, I think it was in 1982 or 83, at the Montreal International Jazz Festival. That was when they were just starting out. Peter Erskine was with them, and I think either it was Warren Bernhardt on piano or Ilian Elias, I'm not sure. But the constant in this band has been Vibes player Mike Manieri. And his latest CD with the band is called Vibe, and it's a real hot one. Very, very interesting arrangements here, and some very beautiful compositions from Mike Manieri. We're going to listen to three tracks this afternoon from the CD. We're going to start off with a track called Buzz, then we're going to follow it up with a beautiful composition called Rendezvous, and we'll conclude with another song from the album called Miles Away. Again, the name of the album is called Vibe, and it's on NYC Records. Toll-free number again for this if you want to order it. Just give me a call in the studio, 562-5967. But let's get started with some music from this excellent band from New York, Steps Ahead.
Thank you. Coyote's also offers your favorite drinks in economical pitchers. Visit Coyote's for a dining experience you won't forget. And rest assured, you'll tell your friends. Coyote's, 191 Somerset East, next to the University of Ottawa.
Thank you.
Well, there you have it, music from the band Steps Ahead, and a beautiful, beautiful CD that they just released entitled Vibe. It's released on the NYC label, and I'm sure you could pick this up in your favorite CD store in town. We listened to three tracks, starting off with Buzz, which is track one from the CD, and then we followed up with, Rendezvous. And we just concluded with Miles Away. The thing I like about this band, at least with this CD, is that it really sweeps you away into a particular groove and just locks you right in there. And it doesn't matter what tempo they're playing at, you just really feel for the music and really get into it. And as I said before, Steps Ahead goes back quite a long ways. And this is an excellent CD. Again, it's called Vibe. And we'll probably be listening to more of it in future editions of In Transition. But for the meantime, my name is Randy McElligott, and you're listening to In Transition here, coming to you from the University of Ottawa, serving the Ottawa Hull area and surroundings at 89.1 on your dial. We're going to conclude this afternoon with music from one of the greats from the States, great unheralded musicians, Odeon Pope. I think this musician should deserve wider recognition in lieu of the fact of the interesting projects that he's put together over the years. Starting off in 1985, Odeon released an album called The Saxophone Shop, and it was his first album with a saxophone choir. And as he said in the liner notes, the roots of the saxophone choir stretch back to Odeon's childhood in 96 South Carolina. The saxophonist remembers, "I was brought up in the church and I used to sing in the church choir. And deep down, I always asked myself how it would sound to have nine saxophones do the same thing. The choir would always be at least nine, because if you don't have at least eight people, it's not really considered a choir. From that experience, I always had the desire to be able to write for a choir of saxophones." Well, we'll start off with two compositions from his debut album for Soul Note, entitled Saxophone Choir, The Saxophone Shop. And then we'll listen to two of his other releases a little later on. So we'll start off with Doug's Prelude and follow that up with a song called Prince Lasha. This is music from Odeon Pope and his saxophone choir on In Transition.
Thank you.
music from Odeon Pope, and that was a song entitled Prince Lasha. What a beautiful band he's got together on this session, entitled The Saxophone Shop. On that last number that we just heard, Prince Lasha, there was some very energetic drumming there from Dave Gibson, and some fine sax work from the choir. And, of course, Odeon Pope hails out of Philadelphia, and he's based out of there. I was on the phone with him a few months ago, and we were talking briefly about music, and we were going to explore some of his music, and I promised that I'd get some on the air, and this is my opportunity to do it. And we're doing it this afternoon here on In Transition. Next up is a release that he did in 1990 called The Ponderer, again for Soul Note, and again part of the Odeon Pope Saxophone Choir. We're going to listen to two tracks. The first one's called One for Bubba, and then we're going to follow that up with Out for a Walk, Part 1. This is music from the Odeon Pope Saxophone Choir on In Transition. Thank you. Music from Odeon Pope and a song entitled Out for a Walk, Part 1. Sounded a lot like Don't Stop the Carnival or St. Thomas by Sonny Rollins. It sort of gets you in that mood to get out there and bebop around the floor and have some fun. And that's what I like about Odeon Pope's saxophone choir. There's a lot of depth to it and a lot of, well, first of all, the arrangements are great. Arrangements are very, very interesting, but the music really, really sends you and, you know, really takes you on a beautiful journey. And we're going to continue that journey with Odeon Pope's latest CD. It's called Epitome, and it's released on the Soul Note label. And this has to be my favorite recording of Odeon Pope's. We're going to listen to two tracks. The first one is a John Coltrane original called Coltrane Time. It's a song that you don't hear very often. And then we're going to follow that up with a song written by pianist Dave Burrell, and it's called Zanzibar Blue. So here again is music from Odeon Pope and his saxophone choir. Thank you. The song is called Zanzibar Blue, and the name of the artist is Odeon Pope. Our featured artist this afternoon during the second hour of In Transition, we just listened to his latest release called Epitome. We started off with Coltrane Time and again Zanzibar Blue, a song written by pianist Dave Burrell. We're going to go back to 1985 and his recording The Saxophone Shop, and I thought we'd listen to the title track, and then right after that, time permitting, we're going to be featuring some more music from The Ponderer, his second release for Soul Note, and a song called Little M's Lady. And if we really have more time, we'll conclude with the title track from his latest CD, Epitome. Here again is music from Odeon Pope. We'll be right back. Music from Odeon Pope and a very beautiful song called Little M's Lady, and that was taken from his album The Ponderer. We're going to conclude this afternoon with the title track from his CD entitled Epitome, and that's his latest release for Soul Note, And these CDs are available in the stores if you have a chance to pick them up. Beautiful arrangements, beautiful music, and a beautiful musician, Odeon Pope, with his saxophone choir. This is Epitome on CHUO.
Thank you.
Well, that just about wraps things up for another edition of In Transition. My name is Randy McElligott. You've been listening to the music of Odeon Pope for the past hour. Next week, I'll be featuring music from the LA Jazz Choir, pianist John Altenberg, also new material from bassist Avery Sharp, and music from guitarist Mike Smirowski of the United States. Until then, my name is Randy McElligott, and you've been listening to In Transition. Coming up next, we have Patricia with some fine German music until 5 o'clock this afternoon. Bye for now.